Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call. I'm the host of the first 11:30 Central 90-minute edition. As we gear up for this up and coming football season, both home and college. And cautious optimism. After the word I was the last night's game. Particularly Boston Redskins fan, Burnley was going to kind of very well for themselves last night in a 10-7 loss to the Patriots that the final series night is incompetent to Redskins. That it doesn't tell what they did because that was an important game last night because the Redskins, you know, the first game they that was at Boston. I'm looking at that game like in a law of marriage, you know, kind of just not only you want to divorce the people, but just make it like it never existed. That's how bad they were performing. Pittsburgh, despite the fact that they won the game, they didn't count themselves that season in terms of offensive that Pittsburgh first three that had been. Then Boston, Pittsburgh, they had a chance to lose. You know, I don't think they're giving their agent per se. So, you know, Redskins beat it, but nobody's gonna play that keep them this draft. You know, final season, that would be start. This is a big game. This is a huge game for Redskins. They just have the confidence, especially offensively, going into the regular season. And I thought this was terrific for the offense play very well. Just a team. I think the team that many picks, that many are picking, and that team we are playing right now, Clippers. The main difference is, say a handful of years, I think Brady's back. I don't know if Brady is the team that Boston got surprised by Boston's cut down this year. New England's going to be picking. And I thought it was worth this toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the NFL. 17-17 at the half to be, you know, especially when had a lead. KG had a lead towards the halftime. So, you know, about Tampa Bay plays, it's going to be a big pass for the teams. The running game, you know, the running game, I don't think you get crazy about just the running game or lack of running, considering the fact that I don't know if Prince was getting into the flow yet. He has played a lot. But to me, you focus on the pass. You focus on passing aspect of the contract. That's the key. That is going to be the key to this. So how far it's going to get to your playoff. They just had the light star as it compares to the previous game. Now, again, am I going crazy and say, hey, the playoff series right now? I'm pretending so. The Redskins are a middle of the pack. They have an opportunity to take the playoff. And the NFC, that is frankly not that. The NFC is the right that. Well, the Redskins can see the pitch to make the spot possible to get one of those last five spots in the NFC. The question is, can they, I mean, if they can play out three days, both guys can. They just have to be happy to start out of the Redskins, especially the first season. The Redskins have not played for two seasons. The last 4 or 5 6 people go back to the third there. They have not been to that third day, the first team gets sick, and they either second or third team make the game look a lot better than it really was. So this is a big game for them to get just to feel good about themselves. Again, against a team that is going to be weak. Brady stays healthy, he's the best, but he's still, the only best player, he's still the best player on the planet, best quarterback at the NFL, Randy Moss, still, all the best, DeAndre Johnson, the last girl, still, the big time contract, he's just the best. They were still, they still have a problem. I mark that down right now. But defensively, I know they give us best 3 points, but they give us best 3 points, that team, don't get distracted, get off the line. And, you know, John Chase and Albert Hayes, but he could possibly take the kid, the focus, somebody there to test Oxymoron. Because the best Oxymoron, the best Oxymoron is to not give Albert this. He's healthy. He can change the structure of your defense. He thinks that this fellow Tom Brady is very easy to get the game, baby. How to keep a kill deal, play the first half, play the round the first half, but it's not a big deal. It's a good player. Somebody that might hit a turn about this stuff all the time. That tends to happen. But again, Redskins come out there, play well, and then it's another piece to be just confident. And if, again, that they had to have that kind of plan. They had to. You go out there, you don't play well, and that big QB and QB today, you're not going to play hard in Jackson. You're not going to hit anybody. I mean, you're going to the Giants, you're going to the Bellman, with the flag of the Panthers, I don't think anybody said, as far as the excitement started, the Panthers are not giving us the Panthers. They got that last night. So, we have a busy program for you. Here today, I will finish my piece of the NFC, at the NFC Office Express, and this is the potential. The Barber Company. Also, I'm going to tell you why Barry Bonds is laughing. He's laughing. He's going to definitely be part of the investigation. And I have a job title for myself. I'll stick to that. There's much more on this special 90-day edition of Barry's Wake Up Call. Wake Up Call 6 minutes, 7 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour. Pick me up at www.twitter.com/80. Call it up at 347-245-6180. 347-245-6180. Thank you, call it up. As far as a little baseball from last night as well, big win for the Giants for the second time season. You know, I'm getting paid a good time out of the series. Last week, they won, but they got the last game of that series. This week, last night, first out of the first game, please, the best of the game. I know everybody that I'm starting to see right now. So I'll take one pitch. Last night, the pitch was that's really a pitch. That if he actually had to have, needed to have, against the Rockies, they get to make the Giants now find themselves just staying behind Colorado for a pitching wild card. They had their success, mind them, thanks to the progression of the future. They had Vito against Marquise, on Sunday night, at that game, against Jason Hunt. They had their pitch done. And not the Giants, but the Giants caught a handle there for their sixth wild card race. Also, that ball pitch for the last night, Toronto, they just came there to be. They're going to have to be the Texas lost, bad loss to Minnesota. The division leaders are signed, big signed, most of the leaders have at least left in single games. Now, again, it's not automatic. The last 2007 set, but nine times out of 10, you have a lead. I would say the number is really, if you have a lead, first set, last night, he just had a great bottom. guys, I mean, guys get 35 to 100 yards every year. But a lot of the stuff left, that kind of stuff, it's like that.
Not just at all.
know, I know he had a touchdown yesterday. I'm not
7, 2.5, 6.8, 6.8.
past the final draft, least last but not least, the NFC Central, the NFC North step farther back, but the color of the division that now is quarterback heavy now. The Blackhawks division is on its way to Minnesota. Minnesota and Green Bay will agree to talk about that. And much more to still to come on this and possibly more pick on this very position of the Saturday to make that call 20 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour. Taking the 11:30 of the 90-day that this is back after the update. Jim McLaughlin arrived through the third of March after the suspended to the record CD with a conflict of conduct as considered. Mostly they're doing things like not participating in meals, not being on time, not being on time, often using a last day that wasn't given to the perfect contact. If Denver, should not be that hard. Despite all this, he's very young, 25 to 50 years old. He's still, as we call it, top of the game. He paid a visit, he's got off the field, it's just the rest of the season. Hey, that's an NFL, beyond about it. Again, he's a receiver. And you can take a bit, but you can take a bit of two words, on his way to get to the Saturday for the call. I'm touched and giving my good job for myself and how it gives me. How it can be a benefit to me. I'll meet that. So I have a job for myself that's picking up on his way to get to the Saturday for the call. But here we go to the NFL in our final division in our two-part NFL preview. We get close to the NFC close. So now there is one of the best divisions in terms of quarterback right now. You can see how Brett Favre played the pitch, the big cover, played the pitch. I'm really looking forward to watching this division play out. I'm going to back it from all these between Minnesota and Green Bay. Green Bay is really good for the field last night. Off the subject with as of last night. They really took it as their first team dominated as the club. I think 30 to the half. I like the way they have done. They did the pass. Aaron Rodgers has quite the fact that he struggled with the two games last year. I thought the series was the best. He was playing well. And he was the 25 touchdowns, 2,000 passes. They have a lot of it. A lot of talent on the offensive end. As far as receiving goes, Donald Rodgers, Ned Jennings, the game to end at this point. I expect Ryan Grant to have a bounce like this. But the biggest news through their days about the other player, the main ticket player, it had to be Dante for the athlete. Dante is good. He's not a great head coach. He made a coach with Carolina back in 2006. So he's a piece of it. And he is a legend. He is a guy, crazy defense, people do things that might have to be God here. I come to college and they pick up. And I'm telling you right now, I fully expect to be out there. I'm pretty high on them. I'm picking them slightly mentioned out for the division. I'm picking them so I can get scheduled. It's easier to get things. I don't know if they're saying it's not having to get scheduled. It's not having to get scheduled. It's something to get it. And three phases are scheduled to get it. It's easier to get to the scheduled. Get to the same. Three has a tough set for the test. So they can get them.
I think that each doctor, each football player, they might be 8-8 or 8-8.
signs of the team. I assigned love to his defense. That defense, ever since that playoff game against Carolina, that defense has got as you take a step down, it got the next year, Tommy Harris, Jeff Hackey, Mike Brown, James, and Kurt. They can't stop anybody from standing by them. Their defense is not their defense is not ready to kill anybody. Offensively, they put up the scores.
I think they'll be 11-5 to the 6th.
there you go, Mr. Anfell, you got her on three part two for Hoos and good. My Super Bowl picks, and I'm going to I'll go one out of 5 points with the game. As far as the AFC game, listen, you can't pick anybody. The AFC is just topic. You would be a threat to pick anybody besides Cleveland, San Diego, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis. I think those two, Tennessee to a lesser extent. But for those of you who are the Baltimore to a lesser extent, those are just how those are fit. The AFC playoff pitchers, every American, the playoff pitchers need to be very clear. It won't take long to draw that playoff pitcher from late to central area. So it'll just be a matter of position. But in the AFC, as far as representation, I like the Chargers, and this is the last year. The Chargers, I've been on this team ever since they made that game, that previous playoff game in 2006, which was a good race, absolutely physically stand up and sit up like a game. But while he's got behind them to a chance or something, not for the game of Thompson, Reggie had a top of the game. But, again, I like this team to count. As far as one Mississippi team, there might not be a talented deep team to the league. In the league, one Mississippi team. And if this is a fast step last year, they got the star players at an elite player at 5. That's the contract to get to the league. Thompson, I think they had a contract year. He doesn't have to be the game of Thompson. He has a touchdown record that they're slow. It's a good. Small players with Jeffy to play in the league. Carolina surprised me a little bit today. They filled up here, but not to be sent out. But I think the AFC is still as much as the AFC is. It's the top-up that the AFC is. So I'll pick it for the same thing. And I think that the same thing is part of the AFC. The same thing is good. I'm normally talking about the past. I've been strong the last 3 to 4 or 5 years. But I'm going to say this. There has been a trend in the last 4 or 5 years. It started Pixel Galaxy Tab 5, where the two that you expect it, there is maybe going to be a two that you expect it for the Pixel, and there's going to be a two that you do not expect it. Galaxy Tab 5, that Pixel, everybody had interacted, started out with it. Galaxy 6, nobody had Indianapolis as a defense, as their heavy defense, as that six is here, as I thought that there is a possibility in the six going to be Indianapolis, except the Giants. I didn't even know the Giants in the playoffs that year. They're going to shock everybody, shock them. Last year, he was a Christian. Everybody still had a good team, but the six, offensive line issues. You're either going to get a surprise to the winner or a surprise to the winner. That's just what the NFL is. So I think you're going to get, I think it's going to be a surprise to the winner. But I like to take this part with their franchise. So, continue to come on this latest edition of the Saturday Morning Pickup Call. We're going to change gears a little bit. We'll get back into football. Look ahead. Let's see college football season. We're going to switch gears a little bit, and I'll attempt to explain why Barry Bonds is laughing once again. And also, we get a little peek at that's coming up. And plus, that's here to come on this latest edition of the Saturday Pickup Call. I'm the host of Lewis Smith. 42 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour, 347-215-6180 is your call number, 347-215-6180 is your call number. You can hit me up at followme@twitter.com, at www.twitter.com/0. Here's my hand for the following. I think I have a gift for following. And I have plenty of energy. I'll also check a new job description that I have for myself, a job that I have for myself, any job that I already have right now, I think I can do that. Johnson Wise, I think the brand is launching as a president for just a few contract. Washington has been late to practices, has been not playing, not practicing, healthy, and has been really excited about putting the contract. Washington, of course, one of the top wide receivers in all football. Excited about that. I'm sure it's now, at the beginning of the season, that definitely is just a season to play. For all his antics, for all the baggage that he brings, he should not be that hard. If all his age has got that hard shot, that's how the kick shot Cashmere successfully played. Cashmere is struggling with the 87 record, 5.9 ERA, but he's still very young, left-handed, and has a great record against the Yankees, fresh out from Austin, Texas Rangers. This week had and they thought that the governor needs to get a proposal to not take us again. I mean, and this is real based up there. This thing is not, it's not crazy. The government gets a risky piece on a meeting secretary for the government in terms of the spirit of the race. He goes, and instead of taking the 10 drug tests, he goes and takes all the drug tests, not only in baseball, but amongst other sports. There can be thousands of records from athletes all and now Nowitzki is being placed with the main guy is leaking information. He watches through things like Jason Keys and Alex Rodriguez and get leaked and process information for the Nowitzki. And now these players are good. Now these guys are tested positive. Despite the fact they did test positive, now they look like victims because of this. Because of the government. And it makes perfect sense because, you know, the whole time I'm wondering to myself, like, who's leaking these games? I mean, and nobody looked into that. I mean, even the media had to take a hit. Really, nobody really looked into why these people didn't leak these games. All everybody cared about was the names itself. Ken Spencer, A-Rod, Big T, Gibson, again, a name of theirs, but nobody was looking at the fact, nobody was looking at the stupidity. That's what the kind of just said, that's what the kind of just in the air, somebody even investigated and looked into it. And now it makes perfect sense, because it's the government is just there, so they're not going to investigate themselves, but against, you know, this. You know, the investigation on Barry Bonds, forget about it. I mean, give the government right now, just go to Barry Bonds and say, hey, you know, the judge, that's it. Just sit. I mean, your investigation has no credibility right now. And again, Barry, if I'm Barry Bonds, I'm happy to come. I want to play baseball. I'm pretty sure to play, but the fact that Greg Anthony is not going to testify, and now if it is coming out, I'm going to have a terrible about this. Okay. Hi, they don't. The government doesn't have a place to talk. And again, you had a plan to see 10 drug tests go. Just 10. And take thousands. It's 2,000 of tests instead of 10 drug tests. And just as if he clearly knew that he's the public law, that nobody wants to find out, and perhaps is that, you know, this is just going to play, that it's public to be public. They're just getting weak. And he got me in it for 19 years. He got me in it for a time. For a few months, with all that on the first, and just the first time. But now, now you make these guys look like this. You know, you're making these guys almost look like they're victims now. Don't be fooled by these leaks. By the fact that these guys still touch up his Barry Bonds, anybody that thinks he did this, you know, I can't talk to him. A-Rod, I think, these guys stand for good, but I think these don't touch on the they're going to give a touch to this particular guy. If you have Bronson Hill, so he still took a touch that's not touch positive. Have to set pocket. They just find it. Honestly, you know, I don't think about it. But the government is asking to do this and then pay for it. So I can't blame, you know, this is not directly Bud Tilly's fault. That's the case for Bud Tilly. It's bad. It's awful. But that, you know, your baseball fan, they, you know, you have to play it out and, you know, just play again. That's all I have to play. Season's not that far away. You're excited for season. I don't think that they're dying to dominate. So, this thing is still in the field. It's getting to the top. A lot. Coming up on the latest edition of the Saturday Night Pickup Call, I'll take a look at how football best kept secret, a conference of underrated, and I'll take my secret that's coming up. And I also have a look at Lucky Better, USF Test coming up on Monday. Roger is number 6. We'll see that. We'll see. And that's coming up as much as we'll see the couple of today's edition. Special 90-day edition of the Saturday Night Pickup Call. Texas. I'm not sure if the real Texas is going to have to Texas without Darren Evans. Darren Evans is the number one running back. He's got I'm really, Al Gross has been a good fast. He's awesome. He's already on the hot beat part of the process. He just deserves to be out. I don't expect anything out of the Now that Smith, now that they're part of that, they're not good. They have two turners. They're excellent running back. The running back is very good. But again, they are so talented. Now that last year, he was the first team in the top five. On Monday, we'll have to just start up. Roger Federer against him, Andrew Schaefer. And now he's fearful. This time, he turns his hand side. In the side, yet, this is, you know, as far as the bench goes, any one of five, six players, I'm talking about Federer, Andy Murray, Roderick, even a guy like Bob Cotter, plays the team belt with the team that I'm playing for a season, I don't know if Bobby had any to come on this major edition of the Saturday Morning Pickup Call. 5 minutes after 11 o'clock hour, I'll tell you about each job that I've given myself. I'll tell you why I'm looking for that. It's still to come on this major edition of the Saturday Morning Pickup Call. Right back after the update. Denver Broncos wide receiver Brandon Marshall has been suspended for 3 seasons by the Broncos. Definitely counted Marshall against Hunter's contract off stated that this contract all of his up to play against the Now, definitely, it takes up this increase in ample, you know, allow the collective bargaining to allow maybe as much as up to the game. I think over the last couple of weeks, we've heard a lot about Mr. Peter and about the business idea. Peter did not have to say this week, his comment. Maybe comment himself out. Maybe we don't have to comment himself out to be a victim. You know, the person who has to tell me and my family that he can come out, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's going to come a time where not only athletes, coaches, just need someone to let their confidence. PR people can only do so much. They can say, like, I think this person is the coach of the athlete or the left somebody to follow like myself. At least the public gave advice and colors on PR. I mean, they PR people don't want to speak so much. They have a lot on their plate. They want to direct their interest. But there needs to be somebody to direct the stories that come out their mouth. Because we have more skill than anything as we hear the spotlight. The front of the camera, news, watches, media, internet. You're all over the place. You can't say anything without it being something to give the spotlight. You need somebody who can reflect the things that come out your mouth if you're an athlete, if you're a coach, if you're somebody, that seems to get the spotlight, even if you're a sports talk show like my parents. You make a living somehow. So that's why I think that I become it would be like, and I gave myself, this is the thing. I could be the common sense for this. Okay. You know, I can stand in front of the computer hey, I'm thinking about my family, wife, all apologies, the case, all the stuff, and that's it. That's it. You don't come out here, you don't say the program, say a topic, and just program, just started. You know, you may be something, you say stuff like that, you may be something you just say, hey, I'm with you there, I can do what you do. It's going to be your pay, it's me, it's my program, and so how do you think you're doing? Again, I'll be that guy that's the next close to the guy, that's the athlete, that had translated. And you think, I mean, see what I think that you say, and we get to the point where you don't even have to say anything. Like, 50 minutes, Michael Vick. Never to Michael Vick. That was textbook. That was textbook on purpose. That came out of his mouth. Yeah, never touched him for that interview. I have a maybe like, never stop. It looks the same time, and at the same time, to tell that he's just. Now, the thing is, I can't deal myself with him. I can't deal with the eyes of anybody, except for 75. Guys, you're not recognize the fact that you're about to take him. I can't deal with that. What can I say? You might just come up and have to say that, and make a comment like Tim Hardaway made about this comment that he made that he thinks that he is gay. And he hasn't heard the Tim Hardaway ever since. You come up and offer like stuff like that, I can't do nothing about that. So that's just, now you make me even sad. Now I'll have to keep myself to my comment like that. To be athlete, you need somebody with that significant position. Then Tim Hardaway, the Celtics, the Fitzpatino, you have dumb comments after dumb comments after dumb comments after dumb comments. And tell people if you don't remember how to do my family. I'm going to take a 10-year out of here. That's not enough to do my family. Okay. Tim Hardaway, I just let you the entire special comment that he made about 50 years ago. Haven't heard from him since. Yes, the NBA, he just black man. Yes, you know, like, it was the NBA player. Never had anything to talk about. Ever. But it's just the truth. I really think that's my fault. Just what I can say, you don't have to say anything. You can just give me a list. And then I can say, you don't have to touch on it. Okay. My client, definitely have to say, if you have any questions, you can ask me. I'll be right there. I'll be standing right next to that person. my family can't be a half of my family. Could it be? A good time. This is the point. This is the community I'm teaching. This is the business. Everything that's been said, everything that's been said, everything that's been said, and that they said Kennedy died is 100%. A lie. All of this has been a lie. A terrorist application of it. So now you're using Ted Kennedy as an excuse for the media to not talk about this. You're the biggest celebrity in the state of Kentucky. Both Kentucky and Virginia. You're rich for Tina. So now they're not supposed to stand in the face of Ted Kennedy died as an excuse. You're using Ted Kennedy. Even though I'm a physicist, I'm going to focus on Ted Kennedy, not Mr. Peter. Even though my job is at the company. I'm a beat writer. I'm a beat writer in investigation. Also, I'm a beat writer in case covering the kids. I'm not going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about Ted Kennedy. Rick. It has been pure hell for her and my parents to talk about his wife. You cheated on your wife. If you don't cheat on your wife, this situation never occurs. I mean, this situation for you to kind of figure my job. Because if I was to advise you, I would say, you know what, let this for the theory of that. This woman, a parent's wife, from all reports, might even have psychological issues. I mean, let's let her bury herself. She got a psychiatric evaluation. She's competent enough to answer some questions. Let her, he's not any grief about it. Let's stay at the ease, let the marriage take, and let her just, see the whole of it by herself, just crazy or just something. Let's let her see herself. Let it be yourself. Let's do that. Let's not try to make warnings out of ourselves. Make victims out of ourselves by saying, bringing up this family and take care. And that's what happens to these countries and ex-athletes. They get themselves in trouble. See this in their mouth sometimes. It becomes like an athlete. They're like, uh-oh. It's like a train wreck. It's like an athlete's train wreck. It's like the A-Rod in this year 6 months ago. Yeah, I'll see you again. Again, I believe I can provide this if I'm going to do this. I'm telling you, I could do this on the side. Yeah, as a client, if you're somebody who has these purchases, you have to ask these questions. You don't have to let me keep it. I'm not gonna be that yes man. I'm not gonna sit in here or anything like that. Right now, I'm gonna set up. So again, common sense is enough to God's life. All right, next week I will be off. Saturday night, Miami, Thursday, Thursday night, not with a bad skip, but with Miami, just have And we're looking ahead. We'll have week one, we'll have our pick of the league, where no contract is guaranteed. And it's our pick. That's the game we can with the head to it. So I think